It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Greenfield.
Are you ready for this? This is Felt and Mass.
Oh, that's stupid. My God.
Children's song.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Where would you think Kevin Durant would be a likely destination for him if this, you know, nuclear option scenario plays out?
There's no better package than the Boston Celtics.
He's not going to the Boston Celtics. The Nets already did that once before.
No, there's no better package.
Who are you going to give him? Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown, 3 picks, 2 rights to swap, and Daniel Tice, the money works. You're getting the all-star caliber player, and you're getting picks moving forward. And you have to understand that there is a connection, like the Al Horford connection with Kevin Durant. They were kind of linked during that free agency when he went to Golden State. He loves Marcus Smart as a player, you know, the Hamptons visit, all that stuff. He made Udoka, he coached him, and he's always chatting it up with Udoka on the sideline during the game. So, and you get a chance to play with Jason Tatum, a guy he's played on the Olympic team with him, where they worked out together and stuff like that. So there is a connection. It's not crazy to think that something like that could happen if and only if Kevin Durant decides, like, all right, I want to be out of here.
Scal on someone's podcast, his podcast. I'm sorry, I don't know where that was from. But that was a separate stint than his NBC Sports Boston stuff, where he was throwing out the Durant stuff and the Celtics Durant stuff and Jaylen Brown stuff. That was a separate appearance. So that wasn't just like a one-off, I'm going to just toss this out there. He's been on this for a while. So read into that what you will. I, of course, am reading into it. Why would I ignore something potentially as interesting as that? Would I do it if I were the Celtics? No. Do I think it's going to happen? Probably not. I mean, that just sounds too good to be true or too newsworthy to be true.
Too juicy.
I mean, like, so it probably won't. We're lucky here on this show and in this town to have all sorts of sports news all the time. Are we that lucky? Well, now they're going to go to game 6 of the NBA Finals and turn around and trade for Kevin Durant? That'd be wild.
Like, just the cosmic odds of that happening are, I can't see that happening. So, no. But, however, the bleep is real. And I'm hanging my hat on Scal's commentary, where he had it a week ago, and he couched it, if Durant goes to Sean Marks. Well, that's exactly what happened. And if and only if he puts himself available, Boston's going to have the best package. And you look across the league, and they do. The only team that we've discussed that compares is Phoenix and Ayton. That's the only other team that makes sense to me in terms of a place Durant would go and a foundational young player to send back. It feels like you and Phoenix. And so he said, Tice is to make the money match, Brown and Tice, and then three firsts and two pick swaps. So it's obviously not this year's first because they don't have it. The only fly in the ointment there, and it would exist for Phoenix too, is that these picks are going to be low. You send Kevin Durant here, you're picking 30th every year. 29th and 28th and 30th every year. Like, what are those picks really worth at the end of the day? So that the days of the Celtics having all these other first round picks to barter are gone. But be that as it may, I'm sorry, when it comes to if Brooklyn's looking for a young foundational player back, I can't think of one that's better than Jaylen Brown who would be available. Dallas isn't trading Luka Doncic, so you know what I'm saying. I mean, you give me another team that would have another player like that would be available.
Oh, I don't know if there is one, and even if they did, I don't know that he'd be better than Brown, right? So, to me, that becomes, you have as good a chip to offer as anybody. You really do. Because again, I am excluding, like, Dallas isn't going to trade Doncic for him, okay? So the idea would be to put him with Doncic.
Right.
So, no, you have a huge advantage. Phoenix is the one. It's because of DeAndre Ayton. That's it. He wants out of there. He wants big money. Ayton would work with Phoenix.
Okay.
But that's it.
You want him? Cam and Newton, go ahead.
Yes.
Hey, do I want that emotional wreck?
And, of course, they're giving away cowboy boots right now across the hall. So we'll
good time for that.
Great timing.
We'll wait for them to give away the cupcakes there on the hot hit station or whatever. Do we have a hot hit station over there? I lose track.
Yeah, they can take their Spurs over there and shove them.
Jimmy, your NBA sources say, what are the teams? So you heard earlier at the 350, Woj say that the teams on Kevin Durant's list, Jimmy Stewart believes he has Kevin Durant's list of teams he would consider a trade to or would want a trade to, approve a trade to. What was that list, Jimmy? What were those five teams?
Phoenix, Dallas, Miami, Portland, Boston.
Boston. Boston's on his list. It makes sense to me. It does for, championship reasons. So the ones that concern us are Celtics, Miami. Miami would be a problem. I'll say that again, Mass.
Oh, definitely. Look, again, you put him in that mix with Jimmy Butler. I think in a lot of ways he and Butler are perfect together because Butler is sort of the badass, the alpha, wants to run the team. Durant's a more talented guy who just wants to play basketball. So Durant gets to do his thing, and Butler takes all the heat and all the leadership. Butler gets to be the a-hole, right? Durant has someone else to be the a-hole.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what he needs.
Yeah, it fits perfectly.
So, I mean, it's just they don't have someone that compares to Brown. So you send him everything else. You send him Adebayo. You send him Hero. You send him...
Hero.
Yeah, you send him... Well, but, I mean, that's no foundational piece. A nice player. He's a bench player.
No, but I said in the email earlier this week that the Heat had offered for Kyrie, Hero, Strauss, Lowry, and future first-round picks for Kyrie.
Yeah, I mean,
you just turn that into Durant.
You send him everything they want other than Butler. If they want Adebayo, okay. Adebayo, Hero, Strauss, like, come on. Like, do they even have a third young... Do you want Duncan Robinson? Like I don't even know who else you put on that list. But... I still take Jaylen Brown if I'm the Nets.
Yeah, no, I'm not telling you Hero's Jaylen Brown. I'm just telling you Hero's good value, right? Hero's good value. He'd be a starter in Brooklyn. And so, you could put together something there, but not as good as Jaylen Brown.
Okay, the Miami Heat centered around Butler and Kevin Durant. Heat or the Celtics?
Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
I mean, if Miami was that close to you without Kevin Durant, now you give him Kevin Durant. Like, just do the math.
Yeah, look, again, what Miami lacked was someone
score.
Someone other than Butler that could score. And what Brooklyn lacked, if you want to look at it that way too, was toughness, and Butler has toughness. So Butler and Durant, that's a good tandem. And their games complement each other, too, because, again, Butler's going to score around the bucket. Durant's going to play on the perimeter. Those two would fit.
Okay, don't forget.
Ooh, that's a good combo.
That's a good combo. Don't forget Kyrie's also now going to move, and Kyrie's been linked to Miami as well. Miami's getting one of those two. Let's just, like, don't you think
feels
that's
good? That
yes,
way,
definitely.
Yeah.
One of those two.
I would bet on that.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think Riley's coming out of that empty-handed. He'll make something work. He'll get he'll give up hero for Kyrie.
Oh, for sure.
He will do that in a minute. So, yeah, Miami's going to get, that's a good way to look at it. Miami's getting something out of this. Out of this Brooklyn fire sale, the Heat are going to get better, which is something the Celtics need to factor in. This is, this is part of the reason why I do think when you look at their roster, you say, okay, how do you improve it? Because Brooklyn's coming apart, and those pieces are all going to end up somewhere. And, Mike, look, there's also speculation about some of the other pieces on Brooklyn that could maybe come here and help. Patty Mills opted out. Okay, so he's a free agent.
No, I want Harris.
Joe Harris.
I want Harris.
Right? He's an easy one. Harris would fit here.
Shooter.
Yes, absolutely. So there are, there are pieces from Brooklyn's going to fund a lot of teams.
You know, it's like an asteroid exploding.
Yes.
They're all going
bits
somewhere.
Bits everywhere, right. Bits and pieces everywhere.
The one guy I wonder if they'll be able to unload is Simmons. Like, who at this point is taking Simmons on that contract who won't play?
My guess is they're going to keep Simmons, and he's going to be part of what they try to sell as a competitive team. I mean, don't they have to?
Yeah, well, I just don't think anyone would take him on.
Yeah.
Who would take on that money for a guy who refuses to play?
Nobody.
All right, so they'll give away the cowboy boots across the hall. We'll take a break. I promise we come back with you right after this.
Boston's home for sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is the place Boston sports fans come to get some positive vibes for their teams.
Anything but. It's time to panic.
Well, maybe not. Now, back to reality with Felger and Maz.
Well, when you look at Durant, $44 million, he has a no-trade clause in his contract, so you have to get to close to $36 million in salary. As you said, it's fair game here. I think we have to start with the Toronto Raptors, Malika, here. When you look at players like certainly Scotty Barnes, the rookie of the year, Gary Trent. I mean, you could just go down. Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet, a combination of that. They have all their draft picks. I think we start with the Toronto Raptors. I think we certainly can go to, Zach talked about Phoenix as far as Mikal Bridges, possibly DeAndre Ayton in the sign and trade. A young player like Cam Johnson, they've got all their draft picks also. I mean, we could just go through all the teams here. Certainly, a team like Memphis on here, we can find the Grizzlies. Memphis is a little bit challenging here, right? When you look at, we remove Ja Morant from the equation. Steven Adams, certainly a player like Desmond Bane down here. They're going to be challenged just to get to the money here. But as you could see, we can go through all 29 teams, except I'm going to remove the Knicks here. I'm going to remove the New York Knicks because there's no way Brooklyn's trading Kevin Durant to the New York Knicks here. So we can go through all 28 teams and go through, put package together. But remember, Oklahoma City got 5 first-round picks, two pick swaps, and a young player in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and what Brooklyn gets should top that.
So Bobby Marks on ESPN. Toronto's not one I considered. I don't feel that. Toronto?
No.
No. Not for him, not for the Nets.
Not for Kyrie.
And
we're not going up there without vaccination.
Remember, the picks. The picks. Wherever Durant goes, they're going to be good. So the picks aren't going to be good. They're going to be bottom of the first round picks. Also, Brooklyn doesn't have their picks. They traded them away to Houston for Harden, which, again, I can't help but laugh every time I say that. So there's no incentive for the Nets to tank. They don't need to tank. It does them no good to tank. So they want to be good as they can possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a start. So the calculus is good young player. Franchise, potential franchise young player. That's it. Ayton Brown. Give me another team with another guy like that. And then we'll talk, but that's what I think we're talking about.
Yeah, and again, right, a guy like that, and that's a key part of it too, is the talent of both of those guys is high.
And this is why I'm keeping the Celtics thing, the possibility alive. That's why I keep playing Scal, who has said it over a week ago. Boston makes the most sense. If this is to happen, that's why he said it, because he's already run through all of this. Who else has something to give better than Jaylen Brown? No one does, unless you consider Ayton that guy. I don't. So, back to you. Cam and Newton. Go ahead, Cam.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Cam. What do you got?
All right. So, no shot in hell do I want that emotional train wreck here. Although he's one of the greatest, you know, players to ever pick up a basketball, why would we ever risk, even in a big package, with Jaylen Brown or a potential Robert Williams, or, you know, you guys might hit him for Simmons, even Marcus Smart. You know, all these guys are younger. I know Marcus Smart's got
hold on, hold on, hold on. Why would I ever give up Marcus Smart for Kevin Durant? Did you just say that?
No, including with all the other guys.
Okay, go ahead.
Why would you consider giving that up just for a year to go by, maybe two seasons to go by? Kevin Durant can get his feelings hurt, and then he's going to leave Boston, and he'll blow the whole thing up.
So
why is that worth it?
It's not, and I wouldn't do it. He is under contract for 4 years.
Correct.
But as we're learning in the NBA, that doesn't really mean anything.
Exactly.
But
right.
But you do have him for 4 years, and this would not be a good place for him. It would not. He'd get one whiff of Twitter on a bad night, and I don't know if this is a good fit for him either, and I agree with that, and I wouldn't do it. But you ask, why would you? There's only one reason. And that is, you know, that Jaylen Brown's a flight risk.
Right, exactly. That Brown and that it's not working internally with the group you have. Specifically Brown and Tatum.
Or like, Tatum wants it.
Right. Well, okay, so it's sort of the same thing, though, right? Is that, like, there's something there and that it can't coexist with those two. I don't even give a rat's ass if Brown doesn't get along with Smart. Then you get rid of Smart.
Yeah.
Right? So it's really about Brown and Tatum. It's about those two guys. If there's something there, and I don't...
So look, I don't think there is.
No, me neither.
That's not it. But the thing could be Jaylen Brown wants to be a number one.
Correct.
Jaylen Brown wants his own team.
He views Tatum as a roadblock.
And he says, and he and Kanye West have gotten together. They said, well, listen, it's not going to happen for you to be what you are. It ain't going to be Boston with Tatum sitting there. And so you got to find your own place. And so that could be the thing. I think those two came together this year.
Yeah.
Brown and Tatum. I don't think that's it. Jeremy and Brookfield. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the NBA offseason. So much drama and excitement.
It's the best.
Seriously. So a couple quick thoughts on Durant. I would make the deal, and here's why. He's, what, probably top 15, 20 player in the NBA all time. And, you know, he still is in his prime. He just finished up a good season with the Nets. And it's kind of to the reasons that you guys said, like, if they know that Brown is going to leave, I think you've got to make the move.
And that's it, though. Jared, I'll cut you off. That's the only reason. If Brown wants to be here and Brown and Tatum want to be here and they want to commit to you and that's your group, I don't trade Brown for anything or Tatum for anything. You're good enough right now to win an NBA championship. What you get? You know, you're there. You did it. It's right in front of you. I mean, they haven't won it. It's not, but it's on those guys now to deliver. But you've assembled the team. They're good enough. Here you go. I'm not moving it. I'm not changing it unless one of those guys is going to force your hand.
Right, because Durant's more of a sure thing than Brown is. That's the only reason you would do it is because there's, you know, again, you have some sort of dissension internally or crack internally, and you go with Durant over Brown.
Chris in Rockland, what's your take?
Hey, what's up, guys? Obviously, longevity-wise, Jaylen Brown should stay. Kevin Durant, he's a great player, but the dysfunction that Kyrie Irving has just implemented throughout this league and throughout this draft process is insane. This guy's a mental case. Everywhere he goes, he's a cancer in the locker room. He can't play on a team. And look, if it's not this year or last year or the next 2 years, there's always something with Kyrie Irving.
I'll just cut you off. Think of the decimation that this guy has laid in his wake the last 5 years.
Again, the last 5 years, he has eaten two organizations from within.
It should be three. Cleveland, you, Brooklyn.
Yeah, so right, you can add Cleveland to the list.
Add him to the list?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, post-LeBron, he destroyed them. He destroyed the Celtics. Now he's destroyed the Nets.
And who's next?
Seriously.
Miami.
The guy is a human cyanide pill. Yeah. He really is.
But this is why I say Miami's the one play. He won't ruin Miami. He won't. Riley's too tough.
And Butler will kill him.
Right. It's just
Butler will literally punch him in the face.
They'll choke him out. They won't give him the leverage and the space he needs to destroy them in the first place. And maybe that drives him away immediately. That's entirely possible. But I'm fairly convinced Riley won't let that happen. He didn't let LeBron do it. I mean, LeBron left him, and so they've had to reset for sure. But it's not like, you know, he left this smoldering ruin. Like, no, Riley was still there. The Heat were still the Heat, and they've gotten back in short order. And so I don't think Kyrie would ruin them. But he didn't necessarily ruin you either. But, boy, did he try.
Boy, I wonder if Riley, like, looks at that, it gives him all the more incentive to go out and get Durant first. Like, I wonder what kind of package they would put together for Durant.
Phil and Franklin, finally we have this on the table. Go ahead, Phil. What do you got?
Yeah, thanks, guys. First off, your app is awesome. I'm on a terrible 5-hour drive from Connecticut to New York, and you guys are keeping me sane, so love your app. Second, point on the Celtics. I think you're focusing too much on Brown. If you look at the NBA Finals and who really brought their Weibos to the equation, Brown was the answer. He's the one that responded in game one when
Phil,
everything was going against
Phil,
them.
Say it.
They should trade Jason Tatum. It should be Durant and Brown. Jason Tatum's contract equates. Plus, he's such a whiny little bitch. Brown is the one that has the toughness that's meant for the Celtics. Get rid of Tatum.
Trade Tatum. Keep Brown.
I mean, if you brought in Durant, let's just flip the equation and say it's the same thing, that Tatum is the one that wants out.
Oh, I like that. I like that take, but go ahead.
Well, in a lot of ways, you could argue that Durant and Brown complement each other better than Tatum and Durant.
Correct.
Personality-wise,
Even ability-wise, yeah. Murray.
Oh, no, I know that, but I'm just saying personality-wise, too, because Tatum and Durant, I think, are two guys that kind of want to be in the shadows a little bit and don't want to be the A.
Tatum loves Brooklyn anyway. He loves Kyrie. He loves Kyrie.
Could you imagine that? And then they keep Kyrie.
But the Dookies together. They love each other anyway. Tatum stayed behind and partied with them 2 years ago when they beat you.
Could fire Steve Nash and bring in Krzyzewski. No, look, again, in a lot of ways, it would make sense to have Durant teamed up with Jaylen Brown. It would.
Because they're not fighting for shots like Tatum and Durant are.
Right, right. Now, look, would I do it?
No.
No. No, I wouldn't. I told you, I wouldn't blow up Tatum and Brown. I like what the Celtics have there in those two guys. Unless one of them wants out. And then you may not have a choice.
Jimmy, do you have something?
But who's Durant bringing with him? That's my question, and that's why I would consider trading Tatum for Durant.
Because you think it's not just Durant?
No, Durant's got to bring somebody with him.
Who? Harris? But you mean these guys?
Yeah, say it's Joe Harris, say it's Seth Curry, say it's Patty Mills. But yeah, you have to consider, like, who's Durant bringing with him?
Yeah.
I mean, that is certainly a different way to look at it. Matt in New Hampshire, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know why anyone's not talking about sending him to the Lakers, because you got Anthony Davis and Talen Horton-Tucker that I could send back for him. The Lakers had just declined a Kyle Lowry for a Tucker trade, like, last year. So he's obviously got some value. Anthony Davis is 2 or 3 years removed from being the most coveted player in the league. You know, the Nets can still be competitive. He's not old. You know, LeBron and KD definitely want to play together. I mean, they even put a song out together. So I can't even go with Lakers.
Did they put a song out together?
I have no idea.
Wait, who put a song? What did he say?
LeBron and Kevin Durant
put out a song.
That's the first I've heard of it.
I've never heard that.
I don't want to hear it. But either way, Anthony Davis.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah, if you're Brooklyn, you would do that.
How old is he at this
so
point,
he's
though?
Definitely not 22. He's more like 28 or 7. I don't know.
My guess is about 28, if you know, I had to guess.
Late 20s, can't stay healthy. I mean, I'd say no if I were the Nets. But the point is, that's the return, I think.
Yeah, right. That's something like that.
They're not tanking. The tanking makes no sense with them. They don't own their first-round picks.
He's 29.
So it's a young foundational player. Who can give him the youngest, best foundational player? I mean, that's if I'm the Nets, that's what I'm looking for.
Are we forgetting other teams we don't really care about, like Cleveland, Detroit? I mean, Cleveland was Sexton and Jared Allen.
So you're right, and I am, because Durant has to approve the trade. We think
no way he's going there.
So whether Durant has a no trade or not, he effectively has a no trade where he can choose it, because he can say, I ain't reporting. You know, he's got $300 million in the bank. He can simply say, I'm not showing up there. Trade me to Cleveland, but I ain't going.
No, that's true. But
he can blow it up.
Some of those teams might be able to say, well, no, you're effectively our GM now, too. So you want to build it from the ground up? Go right ahead.
Okay, you want to put those teams on the list? You may. Big news today, Kevin Durant out of Brooklyn. Celtics on his list. The latest here with Big Jim Murray, and we're back with more.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is purely a take that exists in my head.
Getting into your head.
Let me tell you what's in our head.
With hot sports takes.
And we share it with you.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
If there's traction and Kevin Durant goes to management, there is no better team out there than the Boston Celtics if you're the Brooklyn Nets to make this move.
So isn't that crazy? Because, like, the Celtics are, I mean, you don't think of a championship team as having the assets to go get a bona fide star. Mm-hmm. And yet, here the Celtics are, where they've constructed a roster and managed their picks to a situation where they can do that.
So just playing devil's advocate, though, the whole conversation this season was not separating Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Now, I know it's Kevin Durant. So I know it's Durantula. Okay. Like, I know that is a difference maker. But, Scal, do you think that they would do that, where they would take Jaylen Brown and put at the Celtics? That they would put him out there to get a Kevin Durant.
Okay. Would the Celtics? Yeah.
You think they would?
It's Durantula.
I mean, I know it's Durantula, but I'm just saying, like, Forsberg, the whole...
Amina Smith asked Brian Scalabrine last week, do you think the Celtics would really do that? Do you really think they would put Jaylen Brown out there to get Kevin Durant? And Scal says, as if it's obvious, yeah. Yeah, they'd do it. And then the Durantula Slim Reaper nonsense.
But, I love the Slim Reaper.
You know, I'm not a big nickname guy, but just the tone of his voice when he says, yeah, they do it. So what do you think, Boston? Do you think they do it? Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Let's get an expert. Brian Robb covers the Celtics for Mass Live. B-Rob in the closet formally.
B-Rob!
Okay, and Brian, listen, I'm going to tell you right now. If you answer this question wrong, we're going to hang up on you.
That's a way of him saying, don't pour water on this, B-Rob.
Do you think Durant to the Celtics is at all a possibility?
Yes.
Thank you.
I think it would be wild for it not to be a possibility. All 29 teams around the NBA have to consider this because he's under contract for the next 4 years. So, yes, you want to talk to Durant. You want to make sure he wants to play with you if you're the Celtics, if you're considering this. But given the connections he has with, you know, playing for Ime Udoka before, I think there's certainly – this is a conversation they're having right now if they haven't had it already.
Okay, so, B-Rob, one of the questions I have is, like, the obsession for Durant here in Boston has gone back a long, long time. But most of it was connected to Danny Ainge. Does the organizational thirst for Durant still exist?
I would think so. But to be honest, I mean, the bigger question to me is, like, does Durant actually have interest in playing in Boston? And so you have, you know, the Ime factor. You obviously, he has a relationship with Tatum, obviously, as well, from their times playing with Team USA. But is this a city he wants to play in? Is this, you know, does he feel like this would be his team, or is it going to be Tatum's team? Like, you look at those factors, him, you know, I think a couple years ago when Kyrie was, you know, all the hoopla of Kyrie in the first round of the playoffs, you could hear Durant in that press conference not, you know, saying great things about Boston there. So to me, that's the question here. Is Durant a fan of Boston? If he is, then the Celtics have a decision to make. If he's not, then, you know, the Celtics are obviously going to just look to see how they can benefit from this in other ways.
Scalabrini says, yeah, the Celts would offer Jaylen Brown for him. And he says it confidently. Are you as confident that the Celtics would do that?
Not as confident. I think my guess is it would be you'd have split voices at the least in the room there with the people in the front office. You have to consider, I mean, Durant is 34 and Jaylen Brown is 24. So if you're thinking long term here, you have to take that very much into consideration. Durant is better than Jaylen Brown. Is he going to be better than Jaylen Brown in a couple years? So if I'm the Celtics in that situation, I might go to Jaylen Brown and talk. They can offer Jaylen Brown an extension this offseason, but there's no incentive for Jaylen Brown to take it yet because he can wait a couple years and get a full max offer. The Celtics can't offer him to that yet, but there's no question. I want to have that conversation with Jaylen Brown and say, hey, we know you're here for the next 2 years, but we want to make sure, hey, if we offer you that max deal a couple years down the road, like, are you in? And if the answer is yes there, then it becomes a very tough thing to give up Brown for Durant if you have that kind of a commitment.
B-Rob, you said you could see how the Celtics could maybe benefit from this in other ways if this wouldn't come to fruition and they don't get Durant. What do you mean by that? Other players on the Nets roster?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, first of all, if Durant goes to the Western Conference, that's just a huge win in general. But the, you know, Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting that the whole Nets roster is up for grabs right now. And so there are a lot of useful pieces there. And you guys have already brought up a lot of the names. Joe Harris, Seth Curry, a guy like Patty Mills. I mean, I don't think the Celtics would have any interest in Ben Simmons, but even a situation like that, there are scenarios where the Nets would probably consider moving on from him too, given how things have started with him in Brooklyn so far. So there's no question that, you know, free agency has been turned upside down here, and the Celtics have these trade exceptions as well as a little bit of money in free agency to make things work. So the chaos in Brooklyn is, no matter what happens there, the Celtics are in a pretty good position to benefit from it, even if, you know, obviously if Durant isn't in the picture for them.
Okay, so B-Rob, just quick, in a couple of pieces here, of those Brooklyn parts that are also available, who would you pick first? Other than Durant, obviously.
Joe Harris.
Okay.
No question. That's the sharpshooter. That's the perfect guy to have on the floor around Tatum and Brown, who's just going to shoot the lights out. And he's got enough size mass where he can hold his own defensively, which fits well into Ime Udoka's switching scheme defensively there. So I'd look hard at him. I'd think about giving up one first round pick, two future first round picks for a guy like that, since he's got a couple more years under contract and he doesn't fit into the Evan Fournier TPE, but you could certainly cobble together enough salary to make it work for a guy like that.
Okay. Now let me throw another one at you, just since you said every piece is available, and this is a little wacky, but you tell me, who would you rather have, Marcus Smart or Ben Simmons?
Oh man.
Great.
At the price range, I think I'd take Marcus Smart for $15 million over Ben Simmons for $35 million.
Okay.
Because it's just for the price and what in the postseason track record, Matt, I just can't get over what Simmons has looked like in the postseason. It's been an absolute mess over the years.
Okay, and the only reason I ask is in a lot of ways, Simmons fit what they want to do.
It's a better fit. We've joked about this a ton. What you need there for Marcus Smart is ball handling, defense, and deferring offensively, and he can't figure out that third thing.
And he can play the defense here.
So Smart can't, he can't help himself trying to take over these games and shooting. But he can take on any switch, and he can handle the ball well enough. Simmons is a better ball handler. I think he's better on switching. I mean, he doesn't hustle like Smart, but I think he's a better defensive player, just all told. And he can, more than Smart, like he can switch onto Giannis better than Smart can.
Exactly.
Because of his length.
And he can create.
And he ain't going to shoot. So there's no doubt, like, on that part of it, he's a better fit here than Marcus Smart.
I mean, if you were the Celtics, would you do that?
I mean, I would.
They wouldn't.
I would if Simmons wasn't such a freaking, you know,
head case.
Flight risk head case, whatever, B-Rob. I don't mean to jump in. What are your thoughts?
No, I agree. It's just, there's too much drama there. That's too much of a mess. Like, there are other pieces there that you don't have to give up, because you're going to have to give up a lot more for Simmons than you would for a Joe Harris type. So I don't want to, if I'm Brad Stevens, I don't want to blow up the team like that for a guy like Simmons, who has shown me and anyone else absolutely nothing in the last couple seasons when it matters most. But yeah, I mean, the fit wise, defensively, size wise, yeah, it all makes sense on paper. It would work, but all right. I'm staying away from it.
We're not here to talk about Joe Harris. Let's do this one more time, B-Rub. Is Kevin Durant to the Celtics a possibility?
Yes, until we hear from Durant or his camp that he's not interested in the Celtics, I think you have to consider it a possibility.
Okay, thank you.
Had a boy, B-Rob. We'll talk you want again.
We'll talk to you next time. See you later.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, back to your phones. Long commercial free segment is next.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And streaming anywhere you go. Go. On the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org. In partnership with MGM Springfield.
The most popular afternoon radio show in Boston.
I don't want to know what this means.
Felger and Mass.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. Like, what? I don't know what that is.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
You know what? Either one of those situations. But I would love for him to go to Phoenix. I think that makes the most sense, right? You look at the Phoenix Suns and the DeAndre Ayton situation. We know that that's pretty much a broken relationship. And I'm looking at it. You add Kevin Durant with Devin Booker and CP3. You could just fill in the blanks. You know what I mean? And James Jones, the thing that we don't realize when it comes down to James Jones is about winning now. James Jones come from up under Pat Riley, that Miami Heat coach, where he's not trying to wait a couple years. He's trying to go for it right now. So when I look at the Phoenix Suns, although the Miami Heat do look like eye candy, but I think for Kevin Durant, if he can land down there in the valley with those boys and a guy that he looks up to with Monty Williams, right? That relationship that Kevin Durant and Monty Williams have is a special relationship, just like CP3 and Monty Williams have. I like Kevin Durant to Phoenix.
Well, we'd hang up on Perk then, wouldn't we? He likes him to Phoenix. Exactly. If he were standing here in front of me, there's no way I would say that.
He makes a good point, though.
Absolutely. Phoenix is legit.
Yeah.
Like, that's a legit. Ayton is a legit return. And that's a place apparently on Kevin Durant's list, according to Jimmy's intel. The five teams on Kevin Durant's list are you, Phoenix, Dallas, Miami.
Portland?
Portland's a fifth team on his list?
Lillard.
Okay. I mean, I get that part.
Jeremy Grant.
Portland.
Lillard was openly vying for him earlier this week, posting a photo of him in a Trailblazers uniform, standing next to him, whole thing.
Well, so that's who it was that they got, Jeremy Grant. I was going to say, I knew they just picked someone up. Maybe Grant would be going back.
No, it'd be Simmons, this restricted free agent who's like 23-year-old. Chris Mannix mentioned him in the 2 o'clock hour.
I'll tell you, Phoenix, though, to get back to that, makes a lot of sense. It does. Look, again, you get two scorers there, Booker and Durant. You get a point guard, experienced veteran guy, and Chris Paul. Like, the big guy's less valuable there. That'd be a good fit.
Okay, you want him here? You're on his list. And Scalabrine would do it. He said they would do it. Scalabrine said they would offer Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant, and that the Celtics make the most sense, even more sense than Phoenix. Cam in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Cam.
Yo. So, I honestly think that Kevin Durant shouldn't come to Boston because of the fact that he was calling us racist alongside with Kyrie Irving. And, I wouldn't trade away a guy who's not even reached his peak yet for a guy who's one more injury away from possibly ending his career.
Okay, so I agree with you on the second thing. The first thing, you're just going to have to let go.
Yeah, and everyone would let go of it as soon as he donned a Celtics uniform.
Of course.
By the way.
And by the way, I'm with Maz. I don't think Durant really meant it. Like, he probably, like, he feels that way because he's supposed to feel that way. If you're a young African-American pro athlete, you're supposed to think Boston is racist. And so he probably does on that level, having no personal experience of it. But he really just went along with it because Kyrie said it and I got your back. But I don't think those, and I'm guessing, how do I know? But I'm guessing that those feelings are not deeply entrenched with Kevin Durant and that he really has that thing. I don't think he has that thing. You're going to have to forgive him that. If it comes to pass. And on this level, on this point, this is where Udoka is huge. Udoka, and as Brian Robinson pointed out, coached him in Brooklyn. They were together in Brooklyn. So if they're close, and Udoka can say to Kevin, Kev, it ain't that bad. It's not bad at all. There's no difference between here and anywhere else. Like that, you can get over. He can get over it. Can you? Boston, can you get over it?
Yeah, I would say to Celtics fans, just what you did, like, let it go. Let it go. He wasn't the ringleader in that thing. It was Kyrie. Okay? And so the fact of the matter is, once he puts the uniform on, you will love him.
Okay, but the first thing, I'm not trading 24-year-old Brown for 34-year-old Durant either, because I think Brown and Tatum is good enough to win a championship. The only reason I would do it is if Brown, as Brian Robb said, you have to go to him. And make sure that he's here for the long haul. Now, again, they can negotiate with him. Is it starting tonight?
No, I think it's in October.
Okay. And he's not going to sign because he makes more money if he waits. So we know he's not going to sign. But you can start talking to him.
You can gauge his interest.
You can officially talk to him per the rules of the CBA. You can do it illegally now, which they should be doing anyway. But you go to him then. You say, listen, we know you're not going to sign now. Doesn't make any sense for you. But will you? Are you? So you really do have that conversation now, frankly. You do.
Yeah, you have to push the issue on that one. You got to get an idea. So now, look, I'm not saying you would trade him before this season, but at the very least, you trade him after the next one.
If you go to him now and he says, I have designs to have my own team, and I'm not going to re-sign with you in 2 years. I'll play it out, but I'm not going to be here long. I don't want to be a number two. I want to be a number one. And I want my own team. And if he tells you that, then you trade him for Kevin Durant.
Right. Well, yeah. I was tying it to the, I'm sorry. I was tying it to the extension talks in October. But if you, if you cheated a little.
Yes, you do it now. You should do it now.
Yeah, you should be able to go to him and say, are you willing to talk to us in October when we can talk?
You can't even talk now?
No, I don't think. I mean, you can probably go to him and gauge interest. I don't think you can sign him.
Right. Okay. Dan and Waltham, your thoughts.
Yeah, so the first line that Scal says is the most telling. Like, he had that formula written up already.
Like, clearly that came from somewhere, which is the most interesting part. But I fall on the side of I would rather keep this core together. I mean, we're not talking about keeping Isaiah Thomas or any of these other people from the past. Like, we were just in game six. We're on the precipice. So I think it would be better to keep our young core and push through. What I'm curious about is I think you started the show saying if someone was to come here, we were to acquire someone, you'd rather want someone who came out and said they wanted to come to Boston.
Yeah.
What if KD came out and said, I want to go to Boston, they've got something going? Would that change your calculus?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that'd be an important thing for you. I mean, that's really proving you're a destination on the highest level.
Can you imagine that?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be unbelievable. Be absolutely unbelievable if Kevin Durant came out and said that.
I want to go to Boston to play with Jason Tatum. He's the next big thing. Like, yeah, you would take that.
Oh, totally. And look, as I think about it, too, and I'm trying to talk myself into it like anyone else is, you know, there's a lot that Tatum could learn from Durant. I mean, they're similar builds. You know, they're not perfect builds.
Oh, but no. On the floor, how about rising up and just taking a two-point shot when you're a foot taller than the guy guarding you?
Well, so this is what I mean. They have similar games in that way. And who better to mentor Tatum than Durant? The whole idea is Durant right now might be the most efficient offensive player in the league. I mean, he's a freaking machine.
Yeah, but so much of that comes natural to Durant. I think there's a flip side to that, too. He can teach Tatum how to start burner accounts and be, you know, a giant bitch online who lives there all the time.
It's fair, Murray.
There are definitely some bad habits there to be learned
as
well.
Yeah, it's fair, Murray. It is. It's fair.
Wilson and Quincy. Yes, Wilson? Okay, he said 76ers package for Durant. What's the package? You send him Embiid, now you're just Durant and Harden again?
Well, so
you'd have Embiid and Simmons teamed up again?
Yeah, I mean, like, what?
No shot.
So there's a guy by the name of Jack Settleman, blue checkmark, CEO and founder of at Snapback Sports. He looks about as old as our intern back there.
Okay.
He says, sources, a third team has entered the Durant sweepstakes. Daryl Morey and the Sixers, now all in for KD. Harris, Maxey, Tybull, and picks.
Okay, all right, so it's not Embiid.
Yeah, Those are nice pieces.
That makes sense because Tobias Harris has ties to the Brooklyn Nets organization, so that would be a good, you know, he's a number three star, but he would be good for the Brooklyn Nets franchise.
Tybull, Maxey, are those guys or Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown. Yeah, all right, but what if the Celtics aren't in it?
Fine, okay.
Right?
The whole thing centers around the Celtics for me. So, like, if it's not the Celtics, I don't care what Phoenix offers.
He's not going to Philly.
And he's going to be reunited with that fat dump?
He can't handle Twitter anywhere else.
He's going to handle it
in Philly?
No shot.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be a slap in the face to Kyrie, though, if he did? I'm going to play with Harden. You know, I already did it. Turns out you were the problem.
You are so painful that I'd rather play with James Harden.
Again.
So Durant wanted James Harden. Kyrie did not.
Uh-huh.
Is that a fact?
That's what I said in real time. That's why Kyrie Irving took the week off before the James Harden trade, because he knew it was coming.
This is great.
More reaction. Durant is out of Brooklyn. You're on his list. And everything else after that, we can discuss. Here's the very latest with Jim Murray. Then to you, no commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.